I'll run you through a statement from the Prime Minister's office. Firstly, it says that Hamas is now demanding that it determine the identity of these Palestinian prisoners that are set to be released, with Benjamin Netanyahu instructing his team to reject this demand. What this has really done is pushed back this cabinet vote, where the Israeli cabinet would vote on this deal and decide whether or not to pass it. Now, it was expected to be passed by a majority of votes and would come into effect on Sunday. But what we can expect to see now is, if this vote doesn't happen very, very soon, that this deadline for this ceasefire to actually come into play Sunday could actually be pushed back. So this is causing a lot of angst, really, among the family members of these hostages that were supposed to be released on Sunday.